You're holding down Daf Chav Gimel. Can we inshallah to explain the Mishnah? What the Mishnah says, a Chumrah, you're not allowed to carry Tumas Medrus and Kochim on your back at the same time. Mashen Ken Truma, you're allowed to. So Gemara says, what's the Chsaron? So Gemara came out that Omar, but in the list Gemara was, somebody was once carrying a barrel of wine that has kochim that you can use it for the mizbeach. The nifsekor ritzua shel sandoloi, and his shoelace came off. The notlo, and he took it. The nicha pi chavius, and he put it on top of this barrel of wine. The notlo liabra chavius, and the shoelace, which the shoe was a shoe of a zav, had tumas medrus on it. So it's like an avatuma. Now the shoelace that had the tumas medrus on it fell into the chavius. The nitmas, and it made the chavius tame. It made the wine inside the tame. So that was the gzeirum. That's why the Mishnah says you're not allowed to carry a tumas medrus like a shoe, and on the other shoulder carry a barrel of wine of kochim. So Gemara says that boiser shur at this time when this story happened, Omru, they said over that hanoisi asa medrus. If somebody is carrying medrus, somebody is carrying tumas medrus, means like here, case he's carrying a shoe of the zav, nizalocha noisi asa truma. He's allowed to carry on the other shoulder and also on his back truma. Providing about that they don't touch one another. But you don't have to be afraid one will touch one or the other, so you're allowed to. Lo yes HaKadosh, but you're not allowed to carry kochim because of this ma'isa, the Rabbanu made gzera, not to carry kochim. So Gemara asks, Ihoch, if this is the svar, if there's such a gzera, so truma nami, it should also be us to carry truma. Like if you're afraid, if you're carrying like a sandal on one shoulder, it has tumas medrus on it, that's nabatuma. If you're afraid that on the other shoulder when you carry kochim, maybe the shoelace will fall into the barrel to matama the kochim, so why aren't you afraid the same thing for truma also? Avad, if the yavatuma, this medrus, touches the truma, avad, the truma becomes tame. So why does the Mishnah say only a chumra in kochim and not a chumra by truma? So Mar says, Hamani Rabbi Chanina ben Akivi. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to the sheet of, or is, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva. The Yama that he says like this, Loi ostro ela biyarden u besvino u kemaise shoye. Like we'll soon see in Gzerum, but his svar is when the Rabbanan made Gzerum because of a certain story that happens, they only make Gzerum exactly what happened in that story. Like we'll soon see, by Yarden and Esvino. It was a case there where the Mechatis became Tomei when it was on a ship going over the Yarden. So therefore the Rabbanan made Gzerum never to carry Mechatis in a ship over the Yarden. But the Mechanina says the Gzera was only in a ship and only over the Yarden. Any other river, it's mutter, and any other type of a way, not a ship, is also mutter. You see, when the Rabbanan make Gzeras because of something that once happened, they only make the Gzera exactly what happened. Here also, since the case was that a shoelace fell into the barrel of wine that was kochim, so the Rabbanan made Gzera never to do this with kochim. But by truma, you didn't have the mice, it didn't happen, didn't make such a Gzera. Rashi says, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia, Diyoma komokam shegozu chachomim al-dover al-maisa shoya, whenever the Rabbanan make a gzera because of something happened, lo-gozu rela kibdugma sa-maisa, they only make a gzera like what happened, u-kiyoisa dover like that thing, hilkach ba-kodesh shoya maisa ba-kodesh gozru, the story happened by kochim, so they made a gzera not to carry kochim near a tumas medrus. But by truma didn't happen, they did not make gzera by truma. What was this ma'isa? So the mar mahi, what was the ma'isa? The tanya was learned like this. La yisa adam mechatis, a person cannot carry. Mechatis, that's the water of the mechatis or the paradum, the yeshud or the paraduma that you put into water. It's called the mechatis, that they use it to put on a person who has tumas meis. So you're not allowed to carry this mechatis, the water of the chatis, or else the efer chatis, if you have the ashes of the paradum itself, the efer chatis, the aviram biyardin, you can't carry it and take it over the Jordan, over the yardin, uve svina, and you can't take it in the ship. You can't stand on one side of the river and throw it over side to the other side of the river. You can't let it float over the water. You can't ride on top of an animal when you carry the mechatis. You can't ride on top of your chaver. El imkein ho yiraglav negas bekarka. Unless your feet is mamash touching the karka. In other words, there's such a gzera
that you can't carry the mechatis if your feet is not on the ground. Avo, what could you do? Ma'avira nagabi hagesher. If you want to walk over the bridge, that's good. Since your feet at all time is on ground or on dry land, that's all right. To go over the bridge, that's okay. V'yena choshes. You don't have to be afraid if you're walking over the bridge, even though you're not a mamish on dry land, but a kol poran, since your feet is on something, it's okay. Now, the gzera was echad ha-yarden v'yechad sharon horis. Whether you're going over the Jordan, or whether you're going over sharon horis, it all has the same halacha. There's one gzera. We'll soon see why they made this gzera. But they made a gzera not to carry mechatis over the yarden. Or who had didn't love that over the yarden, over anything. Any over type of water. Rabbi Chananya ben Akav Yoimer. Rabbi Chananya ben Akav says no. Lo yosu ela biyardein uvesvina ukemaisa shoya. The only made exera exactly the way the story took place. That you can't go over the yarden and you can't take it in the svina. Only a ship over the yarden, that's what's also to do. Now the Gemara says, my maisa shoya, what was this maisa? Why did the Rabbanan make such a gzera not to carry the mechatis or the efer chatis, the efer of the paraduma, over a river? Why did they make such a gzera? And again, the machlokes is that the Tanakhama says the gzera is like a leplug. Any type of way of carrying it over the water, you can't do it. And the Chananya says, no, the only made gzera exactly the way it happened, you can't carry it over in a ship and over the yardin only. Now, my maisa show you, what was the maisa that happened? The Yomar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Maise biyod mecher. It happened once a story with one person. Sho yemavir mechates v'yefer chates biyadin of a svina. He was taken in a ship over the Yarden. He was taken mechates. That's the water that has the ashes in it already. V'yefer chates. Even before you put the ashes into the water, just the ashes of the paradum alone. They were taken and traveling with it over the Yarden. And it happened was v'nimtza kezayis meis tochuv. And they found that on the bottom of the ship, on the floor of the ship, there was a kezias of a mace. That's metama, and metama, these things came in contact with it, or else tumas mace, or tumas oil. It was over an oil, was in the same oil as this. Therefore, the eferchatis became tame. So that was the mace, so they were once carrying this eferchatis on the ship, and because of the kezias of a mace that was on the ship, it was metama the mechatis. So what happened was, B'yoyseshur, at that time, Amru Dachom said, Lo yisa adam mechates. A person should not carry the mechates, the water, the yefechates, not the ashes of the paraduma, the yaviram biyardin basvina. And you cannot carry it over in a ship over the Jordan. So Kitzur, this is the machloikis. The Tanakhama says, the gzera was not only exactly the way it happened, the gzera is a svara, any way of carrying the mechates, not on dry land, it's usher. Anywhere going over the river, any ocean, or any water would be usher. And Rabbi Chananya ben Akavi says no. When the Rabbanan make gzera because of something that happened, they only make the gzera exactly the way it happened. Like here, it's only usher to go over the Yarden, and only in a ship. So that's Chanel Mishnah also. When the Rabbanan made gzera, that by kutchim, you're not allowed to carry kutchim on your shoulders, and at the same time carry a tumas medrash on the other shoulder, the Rabbanan made gzera because it once happened in the story that the shoe that had tumas medrash on it, Azav's shoe, the shoelace fell into the kachim and it was matamrit. So our Mishnah is like Rabbi Chananya that we only make gzera for exactly how it happened. So therefore the Mishnah says the chumra only applies to kachim and not for truma. Even though the svara should apply for truma also, if you're afraid that maybe the shoelace will fall off, or the Trumas Medjus will go into the barrel, so it should be the same Xera by Trumas also, it should be also. And Lamai, since it's only Xera because of the story that once happened, so according to Chananya, we only make the Xeras exactly the way it happened, and not differently. Therefore, since the story was with Kachim, we only ask the Kachim and not Truma, that's Pshana Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Iboilu Avishaila, Sandal Tomei, Sandal Tormau. That's very good, our Mishnah says, not to carry a sandal that's tummy. What about a sandal that's tor? So Rashi says like this, Iboilihu, sandal tummy hod the armor to gozu olov, shlo yisa kodishimai. That's very good, that should be also, because that was the story then. Now the person was carrying a sandal that had tumas medjus on it, and next to it he was carrying this barrel of wine that was huktash for the nesachim.
and the shoelace fell into the kochim. So it's good. That's usher if the shoelace is tummy. What about sandal tomao? Migos will sandal to roto tummy aloy. Do we make a gzera huadim whenever you're carrying kochim on your shoulders? Make sure not to carry any sandal. Because if you start to carry your sandal, a Torah-dika sandal, we should be afraid maybe you carry a Torah-dika sandal. So maybe this is also part of the gzera. Fighter, chavius psucha. That's pshit that the gzera then was, what happened, the story there was, that the barrel he was carrying the wine in was opened. But chavius tumamau, what's going to be in the case of a person that has this barrel of wine, but it's tight, it's sealed, it's closed on top. So Hura doesn't pass the Xera, now something will fall inside it. Or maybe still they made Xera stuma ota psucha. So more doesn't answer the shaylas. Rabbi lo amar im ova v'nosa tummy. Not more says, forget. Yeah, stumau. More does not answer it. Now another shayla. Ovar v'nosa mau. Let's say somebody did carry on his shoulders, on one shoulder, a sandal that has tumas medris, and on the other shoulder, the kochim. What's the locha? And you know for sure one did not touch the other. So the Mishnah says you're not supposed to. But what's going to be if somebody did do it? Did the Rabbanan go so far to make a tummy or not? So this is the Machlokes. Rabbi Ilo Omar im Ovar v'nosa tummy. Yes, the Rabbanan went so far to say don't do it. And if you do it, it becomes tummy. That's how far the Rabbanan did. Even though you know for sure the sandal did not come in contact with the kochim that's on your shoulders. But Lamaisa, the Rabbanan said don't do it. Therefore the Rabbanan was matamarit. Rabbi Zeru Omar, Ova Venosa Tor, no, if you did carry both on your shoulders, and you know for sure one did not touch the other, it's not tummy, it's Tor. The Rabbanan just says, look at Chilo, don't do it, but if you did it, for the evidence, it's still Tor. Yeah. Right. Then the next Chum of the Mishnah says, Kelim HaNigmor Betayra. If you have a Kli, a fork, that was finished off, Betayra, that means from the time it was finished, or it was biyad a chover that watched it to make sure tumah never touched it. So such a fork you're allowed to use for truma, the Mishnah says, but not for kochim. If you want to eat kochim, you can't use this fork. So the Gemara now, the gamrinu man, who finished making this kli? Eli ma the gamrinu chover, if a chover, a tamid chochem, a person that's makpid nukas tumah v'tayra did it. Lo malu tzvila? Why tak is a tumah? What do you have to put in the mikvah for? Even for kochim it should be good. It's a chavra that watches it from Tumah. Ella the Gamrinu Amoritz. Ella may have to say no. The one who finished making this fork was an Amoritz. The Amoritz finished making this Kli. Therefore, we have to be afraid maybe it's Tumah. So Gemara says now, Nikmorim Betaira Korilu. So that's not Pshan the Mishnah then. The Mishnah says, Kelim on Nikmorim Betaira. Kelim that were finished making Betaira. If the Amoritz finished making it, that's not called Betaira. And Amoritz does not watch it from Tyra. So what are you calling it, Mitaira? So Mura says, so what's Shachur Kashri is, what's the case? What are we talking about? So Mura says, Omar Rabba Bar Shela, Omar Rav Mas Nomar Shmuel, Li Olam Digam Rinu Chover. We're talking about Shru, that a Chover, a person that watches it from Tyra and Tumam, he is the one that's finished making the Kli. And from the time it was finished, onwards, he watched it that no tumah comes in contact with it. See, if so, so it's a kasher, why is a tumah for kochim? Why can't you use it? Or mishum sinura the amoritz dinofal. We're afraid that maybe the spit of an amoritz went on this kli. And the locher is the spit, we have to be afraid the amoritz has a din like a zav on him. And the spit that comes out of a zav has tumah on it. It's called, has tumas zav. It's a nava tumah. So therefore the spit can be matama the kli. Drashi. The Shum Tznur of the Amoritz, Shema Nitaz Aleha Roik, Mipi Amoritz, Keshechover Oichesbo. When the Achover is holding the fork, we're afraid some spit went on it. So Morris says, the Nofel Amos, when are we afraid that the spit of the Amoritz went on this Kli? Ilai Mo Mekame de Ligmere, if you want to say it came on before they finished making the fork, before it has a shame Kli, before they finished making it, Freddy Gemara Holav Monahu. At that time, it's not called a kli. It would not be makabel tumah. I don't care if the spit went on the kli. It's not makabel tumah. It's not a kli yet. Shrasha lab manahu. For the tamei the kach, it doesn't become tamei. There's a lacha kli if makabel tumah. If it's not a kli, it's not makabel tumah. Ela the Gemara says, Bosa the Gamri. You want to say, after the Kli was finished, now we have to be afraid the Reich of the Amorites went on it. For the Gemara, no. You're telling me now, Mizazorabu. If it's by a Chavra watches it, he's very careful. A Chavra, if a Shteitzach watched it, that no Tumma comes in contact with it. So why should you be afraid some Reich went on it now? So Gemara says, Lierlam, really the Chashashis were afraid maybe Mikame the Gamri. That maybe the spit of the Amorites went on this fork before he finished making it. And Swatshver, the Dilma, so the Khurakasha was beforehand, it's not Makabal Tuma, it's not called the Kli yet, you have nothing to worry about. Tumor says, the Dilma maybe be Idna de Gomrei Adayin Lechi. At the time when the Kli was finished, I tell you the spit is still on it. What happened was the spit came before he finished making the Kli. At that time, maybe he wasn't so nizri, didn't watch it that carefully, because he figured anyway it can't be Makabal Tumor now. But we have to be afraid even the next few minutes, when the Chover finished making the Kli, maybe the spit is still wet, still on the Kli. And therefore it's Tomei, as soon as it gets finished, it's called a Kli. And now if there's still some wet rake, wet spit on the Kli, it becomes Tomei. So that's the Kshash. That's what we're afraid of, why this Kli you can't use for Kachim. We have to be afraid maybe this Amorites was a Zav. We learned the spit or the zoiv itself that comes out of the body, it's only tummy calls them on it's wet, but not when it dries up. So here also we have to be afraid maybe the roik is still wet, still liquidy on the kli, and therefore it'll be matama, it'll become tummy. So koponim, the Mishnah's medmashma tefillin hereshemesh loy. All you have to have is just tefillah. Just kelim hani gemara b'tayra. All the Mishnah says is kelim hani gemara b'tayra. The Mishnah says tzrichin tefillah l'kodesh. That before you use it, you have to put it into the mikveh for kodesh. Avolo l'truma. For truma, the bottom were not machmir. But for kodesh, all you have to do is just put it into the tefillah, put it into the mikveh. So gemara's medayik now. Tefillin, all you have to have is just the tefillah. Here is Shemesh Loi, you do not have to wait till the night comes. If you table in the afternoon, you're allowed to use it right away, and you don't have to wait until the Here is Shemesh comes. So Mora says, Mas Nisin Lechura to Loi Kerebeleza. Our Mishnah does not come out good like Rebeleza. Why not? It's now we learned like this. Shefeferes Shechot Cholachatis. Shefeferes like a pipe, a reed, that you want to use for a pipe. A reed, you cut it off now to use it for the chattis, for you want to store inside it the afer of the paraduma. So you cut off this reed to use for the chattis. So Rabbi Lezer Weimer Yitful Miyad. As soon as you cut it off, right away put it into the mikvah, and then you could use it. Yitful Miyad Rashi. Shekol Tashmishe Poro Asliyim Vekli Hamakabu Tuma Tunan Tfilo. Anything you want to use for the paraduma, that's a kli. That could be Makabal Tumma, you have to be afraid maybe it's Tumma and you have to put it into the mikvah. For Kodim Shara Shimshoi, Yishtam Shabem Lepora. And before come Terah Shemesh, you're allowed to use it. For the Pora, you're allowed to use it. Tashav Letz Alocha, that says, Yitful Miyad, if you have this Shpeferis, this reed, when you cut it off, just be table it, and you could use it. Rabbi Yeshua Aime, no Yitma. What you have to do is first be Metamarit. Make this reed become Tumma. Let us share it, touch it. V'yachakach yitzvol. And then you put it to the mikveh and betoivel it. That's the case here. We'll soon see why we have to do it. Why you have to be metamarit. But our co-part in the Gemara says, V'avinimbo, we have a kashla, V'avinimbo, and we want to understand like this. The chotchoman, who cut this reed off? Ilay modchotcha chover. According to Rabbi Lezer, it says when you cut the reed off, you have to put it into the mikveh right away. So who cut it off? Ilay modchotcha chover. If a chover cut it off, so Chura Chava watches it from Tumah B'Tayram. Loma Litzvila? What do you have to be table it for? Like before when it was growing, for sure it's not Tumah. If the Chava cut it off, he watches it from Tumah. So what do you have to be table it for? V'yelo D'chotcha Amoritz. You have to say an Amoritz cut it off. For the Gemara Boho, Lamer of Yeshua, Yitma of Yitvo. If the case is that the Amoritz cut off this reed, would the Yeshua say that we have to be metamarit and then be table it? For Tumah B'Koi, like you don't have to be Metamarit anything more. That's the biggest Tumah there is. And Amoros was Becheskas Tumah. So if the Amoros cut off the reed, Havavi and them on, the reed is Tumah. So why do you have to be tevlet? What's if Yeshua's lashon of yitama? We have to be mitamer. We'll soon see why, and then we'll tevlet. So it can't be that the Yamar has cut off this reed. So what's the case? The Yomar Rabba Bar Shela, Omar Rav Masna, Omar Shmuel, Li'olam Dechot Chachover. We're talking about now a chover, a Talmud Chacham, a person that's nizer in Tumah B'Tayra, cut off this reed. He cut off this Shveferis. Omishum Tzinura the Amoritz the Nofel. And the reason why we have to be tovlet now is because we have to be afraid. Maybe again there's some spit from the Amoritz on it. So Mar says again the Nofel Amos. When did the spit fall on this on the reed? Ilayma mekarmi the latchil lechatcha. If you say it fell on it before we cut it off, Fred the Gemara alav monu. At that time it was growing. It's not cold and clear. It's not a pipe. It's not makabel tumi yet. V'yela boss of the chotchel. Why you want to tell me? It's after he cut it off. Fred the Gemara mizazoyebo. You're telling me now we're talking about that a chaver cut it off. Yeah, the chaver cut it off. A chaver watches it carefully. So you should not be afraid that maybe this rake from the Amoritz came on it. So Mara says, like we said before, liyola mikamed lechotchei. We have to be afraid, Taka, the spit of the Amoritz went on this reed before the chaver cut it off. And at that time it wasn't so makbar, it's not makabel tumah at that time. But what we're afraid is, dilma beidna dechotcha adayin lechi. But what we're afraid is now when the chaver comes to cut it off, the spit is still wet, and therefore as soon as you cut it off, it comes a kli, and since the spit is still on it, the spit will be matama, this reed. That's why you need a tefillah. That's trying to bless it. So now a case like this. Bishleim Rabbi Yeshua, I understand now according to Yeshua, Hainu Diyika Kera Letzduki. It's good. Why there's a heker for Letzduki? It's a good heker right now for Letzduki. What does that mean? Like this is the reason why Bechlau we're metamrit right now. That's not. We learned like this. Metamim hoyu es hakoyin aserv as a pora. The koyin that went to burn the pora aduma, the rabbanim made a heker bedavka. They went to be metama that koyin. They made him touch the sheretz. They made him become tummy. Oh, it's a shiloh. What tumah they made upon him. But they made the kohen tummy. And then they made him go to the mikvah. And even though he's a tful yoim, they did not wait till night time to have a shemesh. They let the kohen work with the poraduma. What did they do this for? Lahoitzi milibun shotzadukim. Just to prove to the tzadukim that they're wrong. The tzadukim, the apikorsim, they dash in the psukim the wrong way, and they used to say shoyoimrim. The tzadukim used to say b'meurve shemesh hoysanasis. You should know the paraduma is only allowed to be done with people that if they were tumah they went to the mikvah and they wait till heres shemesh. They hold as lach like truma you can eat it until the heres shemesh. You have to wait till the night time. That's what the tzadukim used to say. And the lochr is not like that. The lochr is that for paraduma, even a tful yoim is a lot of work with it. So therefore, the chum and bedavka made the kahanim that were working with it a tful yoim. That means they were tummy that day, and they told them go to the mikvah, and they did not wait to Erev Shemesh till the night time, just to prove to the tzadukim that they're wrong. So that's the purpose here. Why according to Yeshua, it's very good. Yeshua says if you have this. If you have this reed now, we want to show the tzadukim the wrong, so we're going to go and be metamarit, we make a sheretz touch it, smamish tamei, we put it into the mikvah, it's tor, there's no hair of shemesh, he didn't wait till the night time, we still use it, to show the tzadukim that they're wrong. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's very good what he did here, to make a heker to show that it's different. Elo no Rebbe Lozo, but according to Rebbe Lozo, like he says, Shah now Mishnah, Reb Lezi is saying also. And now Mishnah again, it says this fork, this kli, that was Nigmara B'Tayra, the Mishnah says you have to be Tevlet, but you do not need Erev Shemesh. So you want to say now, our Mishnah now, Lechur is not like Reb Lezi. Why is it not like Reb Lezi? Because like this. Elul Reb Lezi, Reb Lezi says here by the Zdukim, by the Paraduma, this reed that was cut off, all you have to do is just be Tevlet. And that's all. What's the Tumor involved? That we're afraid maybe there was some right before from an Amoritz on it. So questions like this. If you want to tell me that this chash, that we're afraid on a kli, there's some spit from an Amoritz that before was wet, and it's still wet on it now, so it's tumei. If you tell me all over you need harashemish, like the xerid, the smamish real wet is right, so it's mamish tumah diraisa. And therefore the lochur is you can't use the kelim until after Erev Shemesh. So that's going to be the locker all other places. It's very good. Hainu dike kerul zdukim. It's very good here where this reed that you want to use now for the paraduma, Rabbi Lezer says all you have to do is just go and be tevelit. Because that also shows that zdukim they're wrong. Because all over Rabbi Lezer holds for this chash that is right, you're going to have to be tevelit and wait till Erev Shemesh to use it. That's Rabbi Lezer shita. So therefore, it's very good why over here by the tzukim for the paraduma, he says you could use it right away. You don't have to wait to Erev Shemesh. So maybe that would not come out like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah's mashma that is kli that was tumei from the reich of the Amorites. All you have to do is not talking about paraduma Mishnah. It's talking about truma. It's talking about kochim. So all the Mishnah says all you have to do is just be table it, and you do not have to wait to Erev Shemesh. So maybe that would not come out good according to Rabbi Lezer, like we'll soon see. Eli Yamar, because if you want to tell me that the Alma Leibin and Harashemish, that really the din of our Mishnah could go like Rabbi Lezer, that Rabbi Lezer would also hold all over. You do not need Harashemish, you do not have to wait for that to use it, even though the Reich of the Amorites is on it. If so, Maya Kerlutz Dukim, Ika. So why over here is it good then? If you have this Shfaferis, that Tomei, because of the Amorites, so how could Rabbi Lezer say all you have to do is just be tevelit and you could use it right now? That shouldn't be enough. He should agree to Rabbi Yeshua that you'd have to be metamrit mamish right now. Because if you want to tell me for this tumor, stam of the spit of an Amoritz, you do not have to use Harashemish. So here they want to show the tzdukim the wrong. They're not showing them the wrong. Because that's the loch of this tumor all over. You don't need more. You don't need Harashemish. Selamai, Rabbi Lezer argues in our Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer also know that this tumor of the spit of an Amoritz would need Harav Shemesh. Like in the case of our Mishnah, you cannot stand be table the Kli and use it right away, but you would have to wait till Harav Shemesh. That's what Rabbi Lezer is all over. So therefore it's very good. Here by this Shufaris that you want to use for the Paraduma, since we say just be table and use it right away, that shows the Tzedukim that they're wrong. Because really you can't use it right away. The fact we're going to use it right away, that proves to the Tzedukim that they're wrong. Right. Omar Rav. Rav says like this. So Ketama Sheretz. I tell you, they made a Ketama Sheretz. So Rashi says like this. Li'oilam bi'alma le'bari harashemesh. Reb lezer le'kelem ha'nigmar matayra. I tell you, really, all over Taka Reb lezer, you do not need harashemesh. That's Reb lezer sheet himself. As maybe Reb lezer agrees to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah goes according to Reb lezer. These kelem does not need harashemesh. V'yafilu wach yikakera. Still you should know here by the paraduma, still there is a hecker. Lefi, sheshfufera shachatis, ason kilonoga v'sheretz, linyin minyin rishon v'sheni. Here this chumrah, this shfuferis, if you have this reed that you cut off, and you want to use it now to store, to put the afer of the paraduma inside it, the rabbanon gave it a tumah like maga sheretz, like mamash sheretz touched it. It's called a rishon l'tumah. Linyin minyin rishon v'sheni. That the Rabbanan gave it a din, rishon l'tumah, and it can make a sheni l'tumah. Hilkach, therefore, ilav de poro, nasas betfula yoin, zuhoi satrich harashemesh. In other words, there's a special chumrah by the paraduma that they gave it a sheni like a rishon l'tumah. And therefore, all rishon l'tumah always has to have harashemesh. So since over here you do not need the harashemesh, the reason is because by the paraduma, a tful yoin is kosher to do the work. So Pshat is here by the Paraduma is a special Chumrah, or so Ketama Sheretz. So Marias Elo Mayat is so, Loititmo Adam. If so, then this Shfaferis, if it only has a Tumah of a Maga Sheretz, like a Sheretz touched it, the Sheretz, true, that's a Nava Tumah. But when it touched this Shfaferis, it made only into a Rishon Tumah. The Lacher is a Rishon, cannot be Matam an Adam. An Adam is only Tumah if he touches a Nava Tumah. If an Adam touches a Rishon Tumah, he's Tor. So that's the kasha. The mayata lo tetama adam. If this reed only has a tumah of a rishon tumah, it should not be matam an adam. Alo matanya. How come we learn like this? Choitcha, you could cut off this reed. Umatvila toyin tvila. You should know the one that's toivul the reed. He himself has to be toivul himself. Mashmi becomes tamei since he touches this reed. So mashmi the reed is tamei enough to matam of the adam. That after the Adam is Matar, the reed, he has to be Matar himself. So if you say the Rabbanon only gave it a din of a Maga Sheretz, it's not Matam of the Adam. Rashi says, Elamayata dwa yasin alikatama Sheretz, lotatama Adam. To atama Sheretz lav avatumi, it's not an avatuma. Vienimatama Adam.
Shalai mitzinu tuma liyodom v'kelem anagoyim b'tuma shakibu tuma miacherim chutz mitomi meis. The only time you have about tuma meis, and yamav anefesh anagat, titum ad erev. That usually by an avatuma, that the odom is only mekavu tuma from the avatuma itself, and not from something that the av touched. Like here, the sherbets touched this shveris, so the reed cannot be matam of the odom. So Gemara says, but you have to say the elo or son ketumah meis. I tell the rabbanon gave a chumrah on this shveris like a tumas meis, mamish like a touched meis. So Rashi kilo nitmas meis shematam odom. That's the yadin. Meis is called an avi avoisa tumah. Anything that touches the meis becomes an avat tumah. And if an adam touches that, he's also tummy. So therefore, we made it like the shoferis touched the mace itself, that it remains an avatumah. That's why it's good why the person that's tabled it has to go to...